And welcome to the Batmug, a comic book news podcast on a weekly basis covering the latest comic book industry news. I'm your host, Alex. I'm a comic book writer. I'm doing a comic book with Michael DiCarlo from DC Comics. Our Kickstarter is live now. It's called On TimeTravelingBear.com. So make sure to check it out. And let's get into it. DC Comics is facing scrutiny over allegations of potential AI use in comic book artwork by artists. Social media posts have highlighted inconsistencies in recent DC artwork, prompting accusations of AI involvement. Writer and designer James Leach accused artist Andrea Sorrentino of using AI in recent issues of Batman, citing strange anatomy and stylistic inconsistencies. Sorrentino responded with an Instagram video showcasing his art process. Other Twitter users conducted experiments with AI art software, producing results similar to published DC panels. This led to further suspicion regarding the authenticity of the artwork. DC Comics has a policy requiring all artwork to be the original work of the artist. A spokesperson for DC stated they are investigating the situation. Okay, so the interesting thing with AI and its involvement in recent months, it's so new, it hasn't even been around that long, where it's almost like plagiarism for writers. You know, you just copy and paste an article, you put it in, you submit it to another one, or a school assignment for young kids as well. And the question is, can it be used in a way that's ethical, that can heighten the art rather than hinder it? Because if you just steal from AI, you know, that AI is taking from other artists as well. So it's a matter of just figuring out a way to use it as inspiration rather than actually using it as published work. Now, the question is, what should happen to these artists if it's proven they did use AI? To be honest, I'm not sure. I'm not really qualified to, like, even give that answer. But essentially, maybe there should be some disciplinary action from DC, you know, just to make a statement saying we will not encourage this, for one, publicity, and two, from other artists who are thinking or have been using AI. But I don't want to, like, trash talk any of the artists here, because we don't know yet. There hasn't been an investigation, there hasn't been any proven inquiry or, like, proof that it's actually true. It's just speculation. So the question is, you know, what should happen? Where, you know, it's all given. Time will tell. And I guess that's the best way to end that opinion or discussion on that, is we'll see over time once there's an investigation whether or not it's true or not true. But either way, the crazy part is how fast artificial intelligence is improving, to the point where we can't tell what information is true, what is accurate, what even, like, pictures of people. Like, even when you see with, like, ChatGPT, and I forget the company's name that owns it, how almost the entire company quit based off the ethical use of AI and their plans for the future, which is wild, which hasn't really been seen in modern tech history or modern tech, the tech world. But that's a whole nother subject. We're talking about comic books right now, so let's get into the next one. Steve Ditko inducted into Disney's Legends class. DC's Comics is set to induct the late comic book legend Steve Ditko into the DC Legends class of 2024. The induction will take place in August at D23, the ultimate Disney fan event. Ditko, known for co-creating iconic characters like Spider-Man and Doctor Strange, has left an incredible mark on the comic book industry. Ditko's career spans several decades, during which he has worked with Marvel Comics and contributed to the creation and revamping of various characters for Charlton and DC Comics as well. His impact on pop culture and around the comic book medium earned him self-accolades such as introduction into the Jack Kirby Hall of Fame and the Will Eisner Award Hall of Fame as well. Additionally, last year, Ditko's estate reached a settlement with Disney over the rights to Spider-Man and other Marvel superheroes, ending a legal battle that has lasted over 2 years. Okay. Steve Ditko is one of those artists that's a once-in-a-lifetime. You know, he did Spider-Man, Doctor Strange. I think he worked with Jack Kirby and a lot of stuff. And there's been a lot of talk on how Stan Lee kind of undercredited him. The question is, that's not really probably going to be mentioned at DC Legends, but, you know, it is noted that he was a tremendous powerhouse and extremely important to this industry. He basically built a style. Even the way he drew hands and the detail that you saw in his character work was insane. He also went to School of Visual Arts, which is a school I went to, but that's neither here nor there. You know, just a little bragging for a moment, you know. Kind of like how when you see people on CNN, they're always like, oh, I went to Harvard. Like, that's what that pretty much is. And yeah, you know, we wouldn't get the Spider-Man we've had today without him. And it's great that he's being honored in such various platforms and different Hall of Fames. You know, he truly deserves it, you know, and it's good that the state is getting the money there deserved from Disney for Spider-Man. Since the fact that how that's a billion-dollar IP, and it's made billions of dollars in movies, and they deserve such compensation or whatever amount they're entitled to. Okay, Batman released a new Batman logo. DC Comics has unveiled a new Batman logo for the character's 85th anniversary in Detective Comics. This logo will appear on issues next week, concluding the celebration of Batman's creation by Bob Kane and Bill Finger in 1939. The anniversary campaign includes special discounts for retailers on 179 key Batman titles, with the opportunity to receive a free Batman standee for qualifying orders. However, there is a speculation about the timing of this new logo, as Batman is set to enter the public domain in 10 years, potentially affecting the significance of the logo change. The article lists titles being promoted by DC Comics as a part of the anniversary campaign. Okay, this is a plan to keep the IP without... try to maintain as much as they can with the IP going public domain in 10 years. And I feel like Disney can't do anything more to stop it. You know, they lost Winnie the Pooh. You know, they lost the old version of Mickey Mouse. And that's a whole separate company and, like, empire. But basically, I feel like they're going to do everything they can and to maintain their IP as long as possible, and they're going to do it in a way that seems like they're celebrating the character. And granted, this most likely is, there's also a PR aspect, and this is also a part of them trying to maintain VIP, but, oh, that must have been loud to hear, sorry, hit the mic, but yeah, well, you know, people have trouble adjusting to the new. There's going to be complaints online based off, you know, it's not what I grew up on, this isn't my Batman logo, like, with everything. But essentially, it's not that big of a deal. It's just what's interesting to see is this just a way to try to trademark or, like, register in the Library of Congress Batman, and they're just trying to do it in a different way? The answer is, I don't know. I'm not sure. They're not going to be honest about that. They're just going to kind of say it as it is. We'll see how it goes. But either way, if it's a cool logo, you know, why not? You know, why not celebrate it? You know, it's Batman. It's most likely the one of the greatest characters ever made, and one of the most important ones in American history. There's just 85 years. There's like 300 comics, Batman comics a year. Imagine how many comics have occurred over the course of that time. And yeah, well, you know, it's Detective Comics. It's not the other. It's the traditional Batman comic label, so that's the perfect place to put it, and we'll see how it goes. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Batmug, and this is the first episode. I promise, guys, I will get better at this. It's gonna take some time, so, you know, hopefully I see you next week, same bat time, same bat channel. Peace.